Hello everyone. This week's Rest for the Heart is all about the importance and beauty of the Word of God, its power, its ability to change us, and the way when we're connected to the Lord, there's such a joy in doing the things that He wants. And when we don't do those things, when we go away from Him for various reasons, there's a kind of grief that comes in our hearts, a grief of a sort of disconnection. It's when you've got a, say, very close friend. We want to come back to him. We don't want to grieve that heart of love. So let's listen to these beautiful words and think about the meaning of what God's word can do. How sweet are your words to my taste? They are sweeter than honey. Your commands give me understanding. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Bread alone will not satisfy, but true life is found in every word that constantly goes forth from God's mouth. The words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in the crucible, like gold refined 7 times. For every word God speaks is pure, and every promise pure. His truth is tested, found to be flawless, and ever faithful. It's as pure as silver refined 7 times in a crucible of clay. For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy, like a two-edged sword. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. It interprets and reveals the true thoughts and secret motives of our hearts. So will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without result, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I have sent it. I have hidden your words in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Your words I have treasured and stored in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper in the path of godliness. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my firm, immovable rock and my Redeemer. Lord, help us to cherish, to treasure and to love your word, and let it do its deep, everlasting work within us.